When the Brits are approaching Helmand province, there's a place they ought to know about, but they don't. It's called Maiwand. In the village square there, proud Pashtun grandfathers are telling children at their knee how their ancestors routed us there in 1890. And they talk about a girl called Malalai. They say she led the Pashtun warriors against a British army, and she used her headscarf as a banner. She told the men that if they didn't win, the women would fight us. A woman there now quotes from a poem by Malalai, urging her man to fight. She said,
"My lover, if you are martyred in the battle of Maiwand, I will make a coffin for you from the tresses of my hair. With a drop of your blood shed in defense of the motherland, will I put a beauty spot on my forehead, such as would put to shame the rose in the garden."
A few years ago, one of our senior British officers admitted that when we went into Pashtun territory in the Hindu Kush Mountains, we didn't have a clue about what he came to call the Maiwand thing. Our intelligence was hopeless. We might have wondered because the Afghan national football team is named after Maiwand, but we had no idea what we'd be up against. Now the men of Maiwand, with their rugged features and ragged headgear, sing about their forefathers' victory over the British. Call this song Maiwand.
We showed the Brits the door. Are they really coming here again? They really want more. We sent them a running out of the Hindu Kush, as no one told their Tony Blair they're not so bright George Bush. We beat them then with their two brigades and generals. We showed them how, as they bogged down in the sand, they were heavily outnumbered. They never should have started. They won lots of medals, but they couldn't take our land. Chase them away all through the Maiwand Pass. We are Pashtun warriors, we really kick their ass. Their general says they're here to fight the Taliban, but you can't trust the British, they must have some darker plan. We beat them then with their two brigades and generals. We showed them how, as they bogged down in the sand, they were heavily outnumbered. They never should have started. They won lots of medals, but they couldn't take our land. Those infidels are cowardly and dissolute as well. If they come at us again, we're gonna give the British hell. Death to us is nothing. We are lions among men. For every one of us, they're gonna pay with 10.